with the judgment, and the house of God will be the first to have their sins blotted out if they have prepared for it. And vice versa, those that haven't prepared for it will have a blotting as well. Their names are blotted out of the book of life at that same time. That's what we're heading forward to right now, is to either have our sins blotted out in the book of sins or our name blotted out of the book of life. And when that judgment takes place on God's church, the presence of the Lord, the latter rain begins, and the same test that brings that experience to us will move into the world, and everyone in the world will be confronted with that same test, which is the law of God as represented in the Sunday law. Councils on Health 128-129. The word should come to us now with impelling earnestness. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. There are many among us who are deficient in spirituality and who, unless they are wholly converted, will certainly be lost. Can you afford to run the risk? Pride and weakness of faith are depriving many of the rich blessings of God. There are many who, unless they humble their hearts before the Lord, will be surprised and disappointed when the cry is heard, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh." Remember, the parable of the 10 virgins is an illustration of the Advent experience. "Will be surprised and disappointed when the cry is heard, 'Behold, the bridegroom cometh.' They have a theory of the truth, but they have no oil in the vessels with their lamps. Our faith at this time must not stop with an assent to or a belief in the theory of the third angel's message. We must have the oil of the grace of Christ that will feed the lamp and cause the light of life to shine forth, showing the way to those who are in darkness." Now, normally when I have opportunity to speak, I speak strictly on prophecy, and this is nothing more than part of a prophetic study here, too, a series that actually comes from a study of prophecy. But some of the criticisms I've received is that the material I present does not call for revival. But brothers and sisters, the material we're reading here, if we're going to be on the right side of the blotting out, where our sins are blotted out, there's a call in here that just keeps coming through. Repent, be converted. Repent, be converted, that your sins go beforehand to judgment. Now, what's it mean to go beforehand? That they're dealt with before the issue comes where the blotting out takes place. We can't wait to the Sunday law and expect at that time that we can